Say with the mice up.
The MP3 already?
Yeah, I'm on.
Why say the mice up? There's no pizza.
There's a lot you're not going to understand, but it's hard for me to explain everything in 1 week. So we're going to do it over a period of 4, 5, 6 weeks. By the time Shavuos comes, you should have a good idea of what's going on. Anyway, Agud Tavach, we'll say over the Maisa from Reb Don Segel, said as a schooler for Ashiris, Parnosa Berevach, there was a yid in Prague, who, and they say it over, B'shem my Rebbe, Rabbi Ezinuas, Oliver Shalom. So the yid in Prague and this yid had a dream 3 days in a row that under the bridge in a certain spot there's a big treasure. So he drove down to Prague with his horse and buggy. When he got there, the guard said, "What are you doing?" He said, "We had a dream 3 days in a row. There's a treasure underneath the bridge." And they said, "Really? That's interesting. We had a dream for 3 nights in a row. There's a treasure in a guy's house in Prague at this in the street behind his oven. Do you see us getting into our horse and buggy and going down there and knocking on his door?" I said, "Get out of here." The guy got into his car. It was his house. Came home and took it apart and found a Ashiris, which have Shefa, Bracha, Atzlocha, Mazel, Gesund. And Nachas fin ala kinde and ala eniklach. Zog to Gemara. He's bringing food.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
I was just kidding you, by the way.
When are you going on the shot?
Talk to my dad for this week. I hope I'll be able to.
Because Judowitz has it for free. He'll give you whatever he has. He has some stuff in his house.
He's off?
No, but he has extra. He told me. He told me he has like 8 weeks worth of extra. I think that's what he told me.
I don't like going on drugs unless I know. I have a doctor's permission to do it.
I understand. I'm saying whatever your doctor tells you to do, I think he has that.
I appreciate it.
I got the doctor's permission, but I would take it for free. Maybe. I have to see where I'm holding. I'm going to take my blood next month. See if this diet is helping at all.
You're not on any Manjaro, right?
No, but I'm supposed to. That's what they told me to do.
Mash, just said, oh, by the way.
Hey!
Hey, Ellie, how are you?
How are you?
By the way, I hope you have your math cap on.
Gary gave a shit today?
Ah.
I must say, you should have taped it. You left him off on a hard duff.
Not so bad today. It's a little interesting. A little interesting, yeah. Anyway, let's go. Zakta Gemara.
Are you doing today's daf?
Today's daf, then tomorrow's daf. It's late. Oh, you see it. Shabbos very nice. Zakta Gemara. Let's go.
Where's the plates? Where's the... Oh, you brought the lights.
There should be plates in there, I think. I might have put them away for Pesach.
How are you?
I think I put them away for Pesach. They're in the kitchen. They're in the kitchen. Get the plates. Two and four, then three.
Your shver was here, no?
I know.
Your father was here, not your shver.
Zakta Gemara.
We up to
Tzadik Chesem and Al, Tzadik Zion. Tzadik Chesem is today. Tzadik Zion. So we finished up by the two dots, really, but we'll go back a little bit because the Gemara talks about something very interesting. Pasach b'mizbeach, v'sayim b'shulchan, v'yerchim r'lez d'armit t'vayi, b'zman s'mizmizh kayim, b'zbeach m'chapel odom, v'achshu sh'em b'zmizh kayim, shulchanoy shal odom m'chapel olov. And the shulchan is connected. The table that we eat today is connected. Shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. I saw brought down that today the table of a person is what gives shefa. Yesudas is what gives shefa for the whole Yesudas Shabbos will give shefa the whole week. And mainly say the Vitaira, that's the Suda without the Vitaira. And another thing that I saw very interesting, it says that a person should open up his what's the lashon in the Avos, that a person should sit by his table. Right? Kol Shulchan that doesn't have Oirech. What's the lashon over there? Oh man. What are you doing? I ate already Mala Malka.
Should I rub the egg?
I ate Mala Malka, that's what I ate for sure. I just had some, a piece of sourdough.
Sourdough? Oh, from the share from the lesson. The cart, yeah, the cart.
You go to Shtipo Samudo?
No.
By the way, it's a great thing if you want to give for your people that give you money for the yeshiva. Kashu Zasa. Enough.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go. It only makes sense because you never saw it. But a chassidim, it only makes sense because you never saw it. But every chassidish is simcha they have it.
I know. It's a nice
washing over there. I don't understand.
Nobody washed. He took it home.
The guy told me. The guy that gave it to me told me he used to give a meat porn. It was like $2,000. It was $4.
Okay. Let's go. Let's see the Gemara. Tzadik Zayin Manal, by the two dots. Tzadik Zayin. Tzadik Ches is tomorrow. Tzadik Ches is tomorrow.
People took your sourdough home?
Yeah. It was empty. By the time the night was over, the car was empty.
The car was empty?
Empty.
When I was there, nobody touched the home.
When were you there? When were you there? 8 o'clock, 8:30.
No, it was much later.
When I went home, there was not one piece of bread left. No, 10, 11 o'clock.
I left like at 10 o'clock left
there. 11 o'clock, there wasn't a piece of bread left.
I left at 11 o'clock, at 10 o'clock.
And there was stuff missing at 10 o'clock already.
Where am I washing on? No, I was there.
Washing pizza.
No, what? A pizza, I'll four slices.
One slice you could wash.
I know. What are you talking about? I never wash on one slice. I'm going to wash now one slice.
Officially change the recipe.
You wash on one slice of bread? Huh?
And
one slice of bread.
Yeah,
bread. Gary,
change
what's
recipe.
It's not bread.
Change it.
Change what? Are you drunk? It's just, it does the same harm as bread. There's nothing in the shed. Hello, Pesach.
There's cigarettes in the shed.
Why do you make
the
shed Pesach?
All right, Zati Gemara. Arba Snifin Shel Zav Hayisham. There's four plates of Zav. Basically, you know, I forgot to bring my Shulchan, I meant to bring. I just don't have my head's not working 100% these days. So basically, the Shulchan has. I'll show you a picture. Here. Now I'm to the book. Snifim is this. Where's the Shulchan? Here. So they don't have a good picture here. This picture is like for modern Orthodox.
Yeah.
This is the snifim that they have. If you go on other pictures, there was a plate. It was a full gold plate. Mm-hmm. There were four gold plates,
right.
Each one. But he has this. This is a modern Orthodox one. And I don't. I think it's somebody. It must be a Rishon.
Very good. I didn't talk about it.
It's a Rishon. No, it's a good book, I'm just saying.
Oh, it doesn't have the plate, I know.
Doesn't have the plate, it has this. It's Machlokes Rishonim, by the way. That's Machlokes Rishonim. You'll see it in a minute.
Whoa, where did you find this? You have it in your car?
No, I forgot. I said no chamas, but matzahs is going to be. Yeah.
Where did you find this?
If you look, you'll find.
So Gemara says, Abba Stephen Shalzov HaYisham. There were four plates. Menonimili, Amarav Katino, Makrov, Asisa, Karoisov, Kapoisov, Ksoisov, Manakioisov, Karoisov, Elo Tfusim, that's the Tfusim. Kapoisov, Elo Bazichin, Ksoisov, Elo Snifin, Makinosov, Elo Kanim, Ashur's Blanch, Masachim, Mahen, Esalachim. They cover the Lechem. Moisiv, Rava, Loy Sida Akonim, Veloy Nitalos and Dechza Shabbos. Not the putting on the reeds, because we said in between each bread there was a reed. And not the putting on the bread. We just said a pasuk. Amayin dechaz Shabbos. The Torah says that's what you have to have. And why is not dechaz Shabbos? Hadamar Rav Allah Milsu the Amri the Tanan Kalamar Kiva Kamalach Shev Shal Asus Ma Erev Shabbos Ain dechaz Shabbos. Since you can do this behind Nami, Efshet the Loi dechaz Shabbos Alayu. You can do before Shabbos. So Gemara says time Amay the Loi LaAfish Lechem. So then. If the reason why you put the reeds in is that the bread should not get ruined, this bread's going to get ruined now because
it's not a kasha, it's a further explanation.
This bread is not, you gave shit once, that's it. Your license is over. So this bread is not going to get ruined. Gemara says, no, it's not going to get ruined. It's not a big deal. The Gemara is bavarning. What you do is you take off these reeds. You don't have to worry about the bread being ruined. It's a little time. And you put it on the length of the shulchan. So Gemara is like this. So Gemara is like this. Arba chalos, tzricha shloisha konim. Four chalos get three reeds. Okay? Hal yoina and a tzricha, el shnaim. The top chalo that has no load on top of it. Basically, when you put a load, the top chalo has nothing on top of it. So it's only just, so you don't need a lot. You just need a little spacer. So you only need two. Fishin ala masoi. Hatachtoina and a tzricha kol ikr. Fishin nachz al tahir arishal shulchan. So the bottom one and the bottom one is nothing. So that's there's 12 chalos. So right now you're down to 10 chalos. The top chal only has two reeds. So let's take out the top two chalos for a second. So you're down to four chalos, have three reeds. Eight times three is
24
plus four reeds because the top two only have two. That's how you have 28. You said my math wasn't good. Okay, Zot Gemara. Tanan Hosom. It's not. It absolutely, I'm very good at math.
Do you have any idea how I hold myself back the entire year and make any joke about measuring twice?
I happen to be very, very good at math and extremely quick at math.
I know you are.
I have a very good knack for math.
In that business, you have to.
In my business, I'm saying I'm a whole day is numbers. I'm quicker than anybody that I know. I'm saying like,
you're definitely quicker than me.
In numbers, I'm very quick.
I'll tell you why.
Why? It's a lot.
Money. What's the
it's money.
And instead, it's on you. Imagine, what's his name? Remove this guy here.
Morty.
When he makes a mistake, you have his head.
First, I won't have his head, but I'm saying it's not. It's not.
It's a different.
It's no shaykhs. Somebody told me the most true word, and it's not shaykh word. He says, you want to get something done, you have to hire an ADHD guy. Now, No, one second.
Nothing gets done. He's always doing something else.
No, it's a bitch.
If they're into it, they'll get done better than anybody else.
No.
If you're into it, it gets done better than anybody else.
I'm too focused.
There's a guy who has ADHD can get a lot done. You sit down for 3 hours, you get a lot done in those 3 hours. A lot done. Now, the problem with the ADHD guy is that he can't delegate to anybody. That's the problem with ADHD guy. So you can never, the reason.
I have a problem delegating.
Very hard.
ADHD can.
Terrible. He cannot delegate.
That's not true.
Can't delegate.
Your ADHD, that's not your problem. Your problem, you can't delegate. You delegate all day long.
I don't delegate at all. I never delegate.
Last two years,
I've been working extremely hard. I speak to a lot of people to help me delegate. I just learned the last 2 years how to delegate.
Maybe you should hire someone that's bipolar.
Not
when
true.
He's high. When he's
not
high,
true.
I'm telling you a fact.
You always had site managers.
ADHD guys are the worst. Micromanagers.
Micromanagers.
Why is it a micromanager?
Right,
because you can't give it over properly. Because you can't give. Oh, if I tell you, listen, I want you to go get me pizza. And I tell you, listen, there's going to be a guy there. Let's say I never met you before. You work for me today. Okay, listen. I need you to go. There's a guy, Hemi Lovovitz.
Yeah.
Go to Pizza Plus. You there? You got Hemi. The guy came in. I don't see anybody. Hello, you there? I'm going in now. I just parked the car. Okay. I call 3 minutes. You got it? Hemi, you got the guy? Yeah, it's like a tall guy. Yeah. Hello, you got it? I have no idea. You didn't tell me the guy's name. You just say guy Hemi. I'm asking around. Anybody know Hemi? There's nobody Hemi here. Hemi Lvov is the guy manager of the place. Oh, you didn't tell me that. There's a guy waiting by the door. No idea.
That's you?
That's what goes on in his head.
That's what goes on by me. So
that's what he thinks is going
for
on.
Years, I tried hiring people and giving them things to do, but I never gave them more than 20% of what I was thinking they should do. So, come on, everybody failed.
You give them me to train them, right?
Right.
You have to invest in him.
You have to invest.
And train in him.
Right.
What do you expect?
Right.
But yeah, that's not your problem. That's not
80%
of people.
Problem.
That's
no,
one of
not,
my problems.
85% of people like
he's
that.
He's not going to train the person.
I know.
Yeah.
No, because
same thing,
he can't articulate all the different parts that are involved because it's ADHD.
I'll write
it
down.
Not because of
what's
expected.
Because
he can't articulate
10 things I want you to do. These are the 10 things I want you to do.
I just hired someone in my business. I just hired a guy in my business.
You have to write it down.
I just hired a guy in my business. It's going to take me 6 months for him to learn everything that I need to teach him.
Yeah.
And I have to teach him for 6 months.
Yeah.
But it's not straight. It's not like the, it's not like I have a book.
No, because you know
yourself.
I have a million things.
On Friday, I realize something.
Because when it only comes
it
up when it comes up.
Right. It doesn't come up every few seconds. I don't have a...
You should write down... This guy, what?
Every single time that something comes up, I send them a WhatsApp with I send them WhatsApp. I need to talk to you about this and this thing. So when I come back to the office, I talk to them. You can't. I can't write down the responsibilities until he knows every.
You can't write down the because it doesn't happen in your head. But then this scenario comes up with this thing and this Michigas.
I have an idea of what I want the guy to do. I know how I want the company to grow, and I have
a problem of it's not a problem of ideas. You have the ideas.
Oh, I have the ideas. Yeah.
So it's not the problem of the ideas.
85% of people like you. Only goyim are very like.
I'm saying this guy who I hired is a very mesuda guy. So he's a very misunderstood guy, and I see.
Yudin are not.
Oh my gosh! Don't
focus.
Tell me I can't look at this stuff.
Yudin are not. Flowchart like
systematic?
A then B
systematic?
Then C. Yeah, they don't have processes. They Yudin are not process oriented people.
It's very general.
Across the board.
Across the board. It's not corporate America.
Corporate America runs this way.
Right.
Every task is seven.
Even
bodies.
McDonald's.
No,
McDonald's.
There's a flow. Everything has
even
a flow.
Even McDonald's,
there's
you have
chief
to exactly. You have to flip the burger exactly how they want you to flip it.
Corporate America is one
of
my.
You flip the burger a little bit differently, you're going to get it work for your manager.
Every guy knows what he's doing in his sleep.
Right.
In his sleep, they know. No?
But that's it. But they can't see the picture. They don't know this. They don't
know
that.
Anything else?
Exactly.
There's nothing else. He doesn't know.
What?
Exactly.
Besides flipping burgers, by stegunis.
Which right?
You ready?
By Jewish, by internet.
Yeah, we started.
Doesn't begin.
Well, you started today, stuff or no?
I wanted to do everything.
Because today was a doozy.
Why?
I mean, what? First of all, Goldbrenner prepared the daft this morning. Poor Gary. I mean, he was like peppering, was like, you know, he's hard enough to get through with all the Amish. This fifth Amish, sixth Amish, trying to get through everything today, like trying to get a half cup.
Well,
very hard to learn with Goldbrenner.
Well,
room.
No, not usually. Today
he was prepared. No, today he was like, I'm fine.
It's
like,
always very hard to learn, but I know what gets him going. He's a technical person.
He's
a technical person.
Yeah.
If I would have been in today, I would have prepared for him all his technicalities that he needs.
I have a friend for him.
No,
Gary was
good.
You were very, very
good.
Gary was
good.
Gary was
good.
I thought
where
he was coming from, and one thing was
the only
thing I thought here. I have a good question.
And then we had what's his face.
I love technical.
You know, Hellman also, not this Hellman, the other Hellman. No.
The other Hellman's only good when Mr. Revelle says the only one that can answer.
But Gary did a phenomenal job.
Thank you, Gary.
Gary always does a phenomenal job.
Anyway,
Gary means awesome job.
A guy who's masudr, you have to.
Masudr. Two different masudr. You have masudr in your head and masudr in your processes. Two different things.
A guy who's masudr all around, which would make a very good employee. If you don't give him the job,
if you don't explain to him what you want,
you're wasting your time.
Yeah, 100%.
No,
that's
it.
Because he's process oriented and he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't have what the next step is.
But an ADHD guy.
No, it's not.
Could figure it out himself.
No, he'll just run. He'll be jumping around and he'll 50% of the time he'll hit on the right
button. That's what I'm saying.
I know, but that's
this chassaron isn't what I'm saying also. I'd rather have the masuda guy and train him.
I'm
just telling
you. You want the masuda guy every single day of the week.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one who will always 100%. Get it done in a life.
But it's hard to train him.
That's
not
the
trend.
How was your off Shabbos?
It was very nice.
You had an off week, but actually, you're here this week
or no?
You're back.
This week I'm back.
This week you're back.
Right. Okay, let's go.
Poor Shmuel, he doesn't know what you look like anymore. He hasn't seen you for a whole week.
Not yet. We'll be there in a little bit. Okay, so we got to the bottom of the Amid. So now we're up to we're getting into the heights and the cheshbonos of the Mizbeach. And everybody knows it because they were there today, so it should be a breeze. Tanan Hossam.
Ramei Omer. Your model came in such clutch today.
Yeah. No, but there is a model out there that the everything is pieces. So it means there's a piece that's that, piece that's that, piece that current, piece, so you can take it apart. That's, that would have been clutch today. I don't know if you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Yeah, it comes apart. You're allowed on Shabbos. I have to find that way to get it. Okay, let's go.
It'll be
about
tomorrow morning.
Ramea Omer, call Amos.
Amazon, right after the show.
Okay, call Amos, Shehoyu B'Mikdash. You ready?
No.
All the Amos that were in the Mikdash were Beinonis. Now, it's interesting, Beinonis, I never really realized what Beinonis is. Beinonis means that there's a shear, I think Mar is going to say later on, that in Shushan, I think Shushan, there was a measurement that was bigger and smaller. It had two etzbois or four etzbois, I don't remember what it is, whatever it was, we'll see soon. So this was the middle shear.
No.
Okay, we'll see.
The 5, the 6, and then the 2 from Shushan, depending on what you were doing.
I don't think that's the case. But okay, if you want to give a shear, you can come here.
You did, he gave it already today.
But
you know what? Maybe you're right, because only 1 from Shushan.
Okay, anyway, that's the way I understood it, but we'll get to that Gemara at the end of the day in a little bit. Tan Asam. We'll see soon. The Gemara is going to say. We'll see soon. Enough to argue about it. Tan Asam. Remei Aymer, call Amishoy Migdash of Beinus. Everything in the Mishnah was Beinus. Chutz Mizbeach Hazor. That Karen. Karen is the corner on top. That Soiviv. Soiviv is the...
Beinus Shisha Tvachim. That's the word part.
5 Tvachim.
Beinus Shisha Tvachim.
Beinus is
Shisha Tvachim. Sorry, Beinus Shisha Tvachim, yes. Chutz Ar Beinus. Chutz Mizbeach Hazor. That Karen. That Soiviv. That Yesoid. Soiviv is the second step. Yesoid is the bottom step. Yud Aymer. Amas Binyan Shisha Tvachim. Mishal Kalim is Chamisha. Amr Yechem Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu. Ve'elam Midas Apasik Amizbeach. Ba'amois Amo Amo V'Teifeach. Ve'cheik Ha'amo Ve'amo Reichu V'Gvula El Svas HaSoviv. Zeres Ha'echad V'ze Gav Amizbeach. That's the Pasik. So now the Mishnah is going to explain. The Gemara is going to explain. Cheik Ha'amo Ve'amo Reichu V'Gvula El Svas HaSoviv. Zeres Ha'echad V'ze Gav Amizbeach. Cheik Ha'amo Ze Yesoid. Amo. Ze Yesoid. Amo Reichu. What's Amar Reichiv? Zeh Soiviv. That's the Soiviv. That's the next part. V'gvulo el Svasa, Soviv, V'gvulo el Svasa, that's the Pasuk.
Soviv Zerah
Echad. V'gvulo el Svasa, Soviv Zerah Echad, Eilu Kronos. Zeh Gavan Zbeach, Zeh Mizbeach Hazav. Remeir Sovar, Zehu Ba'ama Vaschamisha, Ha'kol Amas Kelim Ba'ama Vashish, Shesh. Re'yudu Sovar, Kezeh you kol Amas Kelim. So now the Gemara is like this. We thought, miyesoid, the reason why we thought, because the Maskaras and Gemara is going to say something else, but miyesoid va'at soiviv, va'am va'at hei. From the yesoid till the soiviv, the measurement is an amma of 5 tfachim.
The soiviv.
Big goiva.
Which is the soiviv? The red line is not the soiviv. That's the
chota sikra.
Yeah,
right there.
The soiviv is the step on top.
Yeah. Okay. So, the... Be'ama bashei begoyva, sorry. Miyesoid ba'at soiviv be'ama bashei begoyva. Umay chek ha'amo ve'amo roichiv hach ka'amar. Mechek ha'amo ve'ad roichiv ve'amo bas chamisha. From the chek ha'amo, which means from the yesoid till the soiviv, was 5 tefachim. A 5 tefach amo.
5 tefach amo,
yeah. 5 tefach amo, that's what I mean. So now the Gemara explains. The Gemara goes through it. Goyva Mizbeach Kamahava. How much is the top of the whole Mizbeach? Eser Amos. Eser Amos is with the Karen. Remember, with the Karen.
To the top
of the Karen.
To the top of the
Karen. Top of the Karen. Shis. Okay. Shis.
6 Amos.
Of the Amos is B'nei Chamisha.
There were only 5 Tvachim.
Chamisha V'Arbi. B'nei Chamisha, Chamisha. Chamisha.
No, B'nei Chamisha,
Chamisha. Chamisha, Chamisha. V'arboi, and 4 Amos, because we said it's 10 Amos, is B'nei Shita. B'nei Shita, Shita.
5 and 4 is 9, by the way. Just for counting.
B'nei Shita, Shita. Mizbeach Kamah, 1 second. And you have the Karen. And the Karen. And the Karen.
Yeah, the Karen is another Amos.
So Mizbeach Kamah, now the Gemara is going to say the Jews. Mizbeach Kamah, Chamshim V'arba. The Mizbeach is 54 tefachim tall. That's total. That's total all the way to the top. Okay?
Pag
the Mizbeach Kamahava. Esher v'shiva, 27. Now, Mikronos Vat Soviv Kamahava, Esim Rabo, because you have six tefach.
For the Kronos itself.
The Karen is six tefachim. The Soviv, the Mizbeach, till the Soviv is three amas. Three times six is 18, plus six of the Karen is 24. So that's 24 from the top of the Mizbeach till the Soviv is 24 tefachim. How much is left to get to halfway of the Mizbeach? Plus
another three
tefachim. V'tanan. One second, Kasha's not yet. Matan, Chutchel Sikra, Choger Be'emtza, Kedaham Ben Domel Yon, Dom Atachtoinim. That's what it says. Ahol Atanik Abbe Oil Sa Oif, Haya Oilu Be'kevitz, Upanel Sa Yabola Ken Dremes Be'zachas, Umelik Is Rosh, Umularpa, Umabdul Matzah Is Dom Al-Kim Is Be'ach, you squish the blood, Vim Osel Amatim Ragla, Fula Amach Is Kshera. The Alach is if you're standing on the Yisoid, and you bend down an Amma,
it's still good.
But if you're bending down an Amma, where are you going?
You're still Ma'ayim Bechata Sikra.
You're going under Chota Sikra. No, under. No. Under. According to this Chashmi, you're going under. Yes, because we said from the top of his back till the Yisoid is 24.
Yeah.
Three more Tvachim makes it under Chota Sikra.
Then you're under the Chota Sikra.
So right. So if you go...
The guy is standing here.
And he goes an Amma down.
He's still the Ma'ayla Chota Sikra.
No, he's six Tvachim under the name. Amma six Tvachim.
Oh,
means
six,
he's
okay.
Under. So now he's
one Tvach below.
He's three Tvachim below. Because the Mizbeach, the split of the Mizbeach is a 27.
Okay.
He's 24 by Yisoid.
Okay.
By Yisoid. So it means he's going down three Tvachim under.
Yeah.
That's a major problem.
Yeah.
That means he's putting the Dam in a place where it can't be.
Can't be bending an Amma.
So then the Cheshbon doesn't stim.
Yes.
Now the Cheshbon's off.
It can't be an Amma below.
Exactly.
A filo Amma. A filo Amma.
Okay. Yeah. So now the Gemara is saying, "Afilach Shera, Hakiyavu Yalam Atim Shnei Tvachim."
Yeah.
I think I have to switch this. Lamata Shnei Tvachim. Yeah, I think
no,
it's.
All
oh, right, because it's over there. It splits the Amavas Chamish, right?
That's where we're going.
Okay, but the point is you're under. So the Gemara says Elo. Now we have to switch. Yeah. We have a problem. Elo, Cheko Amo. Elo, Cheko Amo. Knisa Amo.
It's a Knisa.
The Cheko Amo is Knisa.
It means horizontal.
Amo Roichiv. Knisa. Gvula El Svasa.
That's where it goes in.
Gvula el svasa, svasa means it's this way and this way. One second. Cheka ama knisa. Amo. Knisa is five this way. This way. Yeah.
That's the step, not the riser.
So Gemara says now we got a different problem. So Gemara says. Knisa Amma Reichev, Knisa Gvula El Svasa,
Saviv,
Knisa Mizbeach Kamahava, Knisa, Mizbeach Kamahava. Now we're back to the numbers. Havalei, Shitin Palge, Shitin. Why? Because we're saying, according to this Cheshbon, he's saying,
everything is six,
so you have 10 times 6 is 60.
Good.
So now, Kamahava is Tlosin. Mikronos Vatsoiv Kamahava, Chof Dalad. Kamen botzel pangenberg shisho vetnan in mosel matem rang afilo am achs kshero the mai kimto
no, that's it.
Cheers. Now what will be the problem? So the problem is
no.
One second.
This works. And what about some
you go down one armor.
That's six fachim. You have that six fachim. You're good now.
Right. So now you're good. So Gemara says mai kimto beknisa. Or me mek mosko beknisa vetnan mizbeach. And now Gemara is going to say we have offering Gemara fakert offering Mishnah. Mizbeach is shloshim v'shtayim, al shloshim v'shtayim. Ola amo, v'konaz amo, zeh yisoid. Nimtza shloshim al shloshim. Al shloshim. Shloshim v'shnei tefachim hava. For the Gemara, it's not shloshim al shloshim. It's shloshim v'shnei tefachim because it's only amo, bas chomish. When it goes in, it only goes in. What's we said the horizontal is only five. So now you have a problem with this Mishnah. And that doesn't work. V'su, ola chomish v'konaz amo, zeh yisoid. Nimtza esim v'shmoyna al esim v'shmoyna. Esim Shmoyna v'arba tvachim hava.
28.
Right. V'chid ha'makim lo hava amo lo chashiv le. Makim kronos am mizeh v'am mizeh nimtze esim v'sheish al esim v'sheish v'shavak.
Esim v'sheva hava.
So what is this lo dok?
That's not his.
Maybe lo dok. Makim ilch ragla kanam am mizeh v'am mizeh Nimtzi Esiv Arba. Al Esiv Arba. Mokam Amrocha. Esiv Chamisha Havoy. It's really Esiv Chamisha. Chitem Mokan Ami Loi Dog.
Because that's the
Amar Namo. Yeah. Chitem Mokan Ami Loi Dog. Vok Siv Ariel Shtayim Esiv Arich. Bishtayim Esiv Reichiv. Revua. Yoch Shein El Shtayim Esiv Al Shtayim Esiv Kishu Oimer El Arbas. Revo. Melamed. Shem Emtsu Humayda. Shtayim Esiv Am Lucho Ruach Ruach. Vichitem Shis Minayu Mi Koro Ba'am Vas Chamisha Maisilu Emkin Ravka Lazaro.
Then he's making it much bigger.
Right, the Tanan calls Arich Meir Shmoyim Shabbat Arich Meir Shmoyim Chamish Mizrach Amarim.
That's the guy mixing, right?
Yeah. Meir Shmoyim Shabbat Makom Yisrael Akas Esher Amo Makom Yisrael Kanim Akas Esher Amo Hamas Beach Shloshim Shtaim Beinulus Beach Hamas Beach Esher Shtaim Amo Heicho Amo Amo Hey Heicho Meir Amo and Meichel Amo Akas Esher Amo Achori Beis Hakaporis Okay. Right. So that's it. So basically, it doesn't stem with the Cheshbon because if you're going to use this thing. You basically have extra armor, and
one of the places has to be extra armor.
And we know, and we see clearly in the blueprint, in the blueprint that the Beis Hamikdash that wasn't like this.
On a full army, you can't say loydak.
Right. So Gemara says Elo. Now the Gemara changes. Elo. Cheka amo. Begoiva amo.
Begoiva.
Amo roichev is kniso. Gvulo el svaso saviv. Loishnahochi.
It could be five or six.
Right. So Gemara's like this. So now, Mizbeach Kamahavi, Chamshim Tamya.
Why?
Because, no, Tamya is eight.
Eight, okay.
Why? Because we have.
One second.
Elacheka Amma is the Goyba.
Each time that we went in, we dropped two.
Amma, Reichav, Knisa, Gula.
Each of the Knisas. Each Knisas. Each Knesis, we dropped another
one.
We did one Knesis. We did two Knesis. Didn't we just do two Knesis?
Right. Yeah.
The bottom and the top. The bottom and top is five.
Rule of seven is also a Knesis. So we do two Knesis.
Right.
But we say Loshnahachi doesn't make a difference if a five or a six.
Yeah, because it's.
No.
Because it's
Lodak. No.
Okay, we're Lodak.
That's not the Cheshbon. That's not the Cheshbon here. One second. One second. Don't jump. There's two places that you have five.
Amarechev, that's five. And that's a Knisa.
And the Karen is five.
Why is the Karen five?
That's the Karen is five. Gvula Svasasav is the Karen.
Is the Karen.
Yes. That's what you have. So you have this. You Yesoid and the Karen.
In the five, and then the Karen is the five.
Right. That's it. So now you have 58.
Yeah. So Mizbeach Hama Chamish V'Tamia is 58.
So Gemara says Mizbeach Hamava Chamish V'Tamia. Pagim Mizbeach Hamava Esim V'Tisha 29. Mikron Zvatsoiv Hamava Esim V'Tlosa. Kamen Botzel Pagim Mizbeach Shito V'Tam Osla Matim Raga Fila Amachas Ksheru. That's
and
it.
That could be an Amma of six or five.
Amma of six. We said it's Amma of six. Everything, because there's only two. And everything stems. Take an Amma, Chsiv, Cheka Amma, but Amma Reichish Mami. No.
That's the Knesset.
Now, the Loishnahochi, that's going Lagabi, the inward.
I don't care how much the tread is.
Right.
Then if I make it five or six, I don't care.
Right.
Because it's not.
It doesn't make a difference for the top.